Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of newcomers to Canada every single year, each with their own unique story, circumstances, knowledge, work experience, income level, and support system. Among the many challenges they face in finding their way here is how to navigate the financial system, often in a new language. Credit Canada hosted two roundtable discussions to illuminate the challenges that newcomers often face when it comes to personal finance and some of the best practices to address those challenges. We brought together leaders from different parts of the country, from financial institutions, newcomer service agencies, employers, bloggers. It was an interesting, sobering, and inspiring conversation. We're bringing together some excerpts here focused first on the barriers newcomers face. Take a listen. Liz Mulholland, Prosper Canada.
What would you say is a burning issue or challenge with regards to supporting newcomers to Canada?
There are quite a few, but I would say predation. Newcomers are particularly vulnerable and targeted by bad actors. And that could mean in the context of credit and debt, you know, folks that are offering high cost, high risk forms of credit, but also those who are, you know, offering debt management services, et cetera, that are really predatory and offering something of no value for a lot of money. But because newcomers aren't aware that this is the case, that they are easily, they're more vulnerable to being preyed on by these actors. So I really think we're overlooking a lot. And then there are really criminal scams that are going on as well that are targeting these communities. So I feel like we're not, as a society, paying enough attention to the degree to which newcomers are vulnerable. We're not providing them with enough education through the right channels to help inoculate, but we're also not paying attention on the regulatory and law enforcement side and enforcement of rules to crack down on these bad actors.
Margaret Adekunle, City Lending Centers.
Is a credit building solutions company, and we support newcomers and immigrants who are either already in a lot of debt or they already have bad credit and looking to repay it. And we also try to provide the needed education before they get into that whole situation as well. And of course, I'm an immigrant myself. I've been in Canada for 23 years and I've had bad credit. I've gone through all those phases and I'm using all that experience to help shape and remove barriers for that community. There are lots of praise out there preying on newcomers. I had someone who just came to Canada living in Vancouver. Somebody sold a port for $8,000.
Say that again.
Somebody sold a cooking pot, POT. You know, one of those
cooking pots for $8,000.
And she came in pregnant. She has two twins. She doesn't have a job. She just recently got a job. So they struggled. Herself, her husband, and twins, they struggled quite a bit. Ended up with little bit of bad credit as well due to those situations. So again, the awareness piece is not there. What we're also seeing is that a lot of them are not finding jobs once they get to Canada yet. But we have our wonderful Big Fives throwing $5,000 line of credit and $2,000 credit card at them. And the challenge with that is that, again, they settle down with those money, right? Because they are new, they don't have jobs yet. Now, how do we pay back? And we find that a lot of them are getting bad credit faster than they should.
My name is Vikram Agarwal. I am the Chief Marketing Officer here at Credit Canada. One of the burning issues that exists, and this is from my own personal experience, is the need to challenge cultural assumptions and sort of ask the question, does everything that makes sense to Canadians fit with the cultural context of a newcomer? So I use myself as an example. My first job, I was offered a 5% RRSP matching scheme. And naturally, as a new immigrant, I asked myself a few questions. What is an RRSP? Why would I lock away money that I can't access till I retire? And is this a financial step I'm willing to take? Is it a financial step I need to take, given the fact that I have learnings that I bring to this country over the course of my lifetime? I was born in India. I was raised in the Middle East. We don't save for retirement. We build wealth and we invest in our kids who will then take care of us when we retire. Saving for retirement is just not what we do. In reality, what ended up happening was I missed out on the free money that comes with the RRSP matching scheme. And I opened an RRSP several years later.
My name is Ritu Kumar. I am currently the senior director leading the newcomer client strategy team at CIBC. I came to Canada in 2016 as a foreign worker when my company in India, which is the largest bank there, brought me here as VP Business Development. So that was the start of my journey in Canada. And I did a lot of work understanding, like, despite coming from and having a background in banking and finance, talking about credit, we come from that part of the world which is where the credit usage is abysmally low, right? So talking about stats, like in 2021, if I talk about India, the credit usage per se is under 5%. And from there, I came to Canada, which tops the credit usage, like 82%. So all of a sudden, this having a credit history, credit score becomes so important to you that you hear from your friends, everybody who you talk to. And that was the time, like, people start getting as many limits, as many credit cards as they would like to have. Like, I may have signed up for so many credit cards initially, but luckily for me, I applied judgment in utilization. But that is the challenge, right? Newcomers don't understand. They need to have a credit history. They need to have a credit card, but how best to use those products and services.
Allison Howard, ABC Life Literacy.
So ABC Life Literacy Canada is a national nonprofit, and we provide introductory learning materials to adults across Canada. One of the things we think about when it comes to newcomers and creating materials specifically for newcomers is that newcomer as a term, that's a very big group. It's we have a tendency to think of newcomers as a homogenous population, and they're not. They have very diverse backgrounds, very diverse learning needs, and very different knowledge starting points. So some are going to come to Canada with an extensive knowledge of financial systems and long credit histories from their home countries, and others are going to come from places where credit's not part of the financial system. And so they're starting from scratch and just learning about banking systems and financial institutions here, and just starting from scratch, learning about the whole system. We need to relate the learning to their personal needs and goals. And we also need to consider their unique circumstances and other perhaps intersecting issues that they're facing. And we need to make sure that we're providing safe and accessible content.
So my name is Sumit Sarkar. I lead customer growth segments and value proposition for the retail bank in Canada. My story started about 16, 17 years ago in Canada. I feel like when I started as an international student coming into the country at U of T, I started with something called the secured card. And I think we often paint debt in a kind of single color to say it's good or bad. You need debt. And a lot of people coming from, when you look at the immigration flows coming from India and China, the cultures kind of grow up on savings, as a lot of speakers kind of talked about it earlier as well. And so debt is a bit of an alien phenomena to have. But when you come into Canada, whether it's the small amounts of credit card debt that you start with, you need that debt. You need that debt to get learning into how you get into that cycle. That's how you purchase your groceries, your couch, your TV, whatever you want to do. Just to get the basics of life started, right? And then obviously get into the repayment habit and go from there. So it isn't a bad thing if you can manage it well. And I think that's the mission we are on, to say is you need debt to have a living, but how do you manage it and how do you make sure that you're not using it the way it's not intended to be?
I'm Moya McKinnon. I'm the Senior Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and External Relations for Achieve. Information is definitely power. And I think that speaks to certainly our topic today. It's about how many people that we see on a daily basis coming through our doors who have misinformation, not necessarily intentionally bad information provided to them, but should you really be going to your brother-in-law for financial advice, or your friend or the grocer or the or other people or people who are very well-meaning? So everything resonated with what you were, everybody has shared today. There are unfortunately a lot of misinformation that's out there, whether that's about settlement or how to find a job or what's the right school for your child to go to. But certainly when it comes to finances, there can be a lot of bad actors out there, a lot of unintended bad advice that's provided.
My name is Enoch Omololu, and I am the founder of Serving New Canadians. It's a personal finance website that is primarily targeting newcomers, but it's realistically being read by Canadians of all colors and stripes. With regards to percolating issues, I think something that comes to mind for me currently is just on the credit side of things, is the lack of harmonization or lack of clarity with regards to the requirements for newcomers with temporary resident status, with regards to what the banks are looking at when they approve or disapprove them for credit card. So, because what ends up happening is because when these students, international students, don't know what the essential requirements are, what the exact requirements are, they sometimes end up with secured credit cards that pretty much are just high interest loans cloaked up as credit cards, as opposed to getting a standardized credit card from a standardized financial institution that is obviously not a payday loan disguised as a credit card.
My name is David Loria. I'm the Director of Marketing at HR Block Canada. For us, newcomers is an incredibly important segment for both our new client growth targets and for future associates. We recognize that newcomers face unique challenges in understanding their tax obligations. It can be incredibly overwhelming because the Canadian tax filing system is often very, very different from the typical newcomer's home country. So to combat this, we often battle with ways to educate newcomers to Canada, to be able to provide multilingual resources. We rely on our associates for that, and to offer personalized assistance to help newcomers feel confident and empowered when filing their taxes in Canada. So we believe that filing your taxes is an important first step towards financial well-being. It unlocks several important credits and benefits for individuals.
My name is Michelle Slater, and I'm the Senior Director of Marketing in North America for Indeed. At Indeed, we're focused on one mission and one goal, and that's to help all people find work. And when we think about what that means, especially for someone who has just moved to our beautiful country, it can be really challenging to find work in their industry, in their field, and with their education that they may have. There are many, many, many challenges, though, for job seekers who are new to our country. And part of it is teaching individuals what a resume needs to look like in Canada, how to conduct themselves in a job interview, even how to apply for a job. And so we provide a tremendous amount of education for people in their language of choice to support them in finding better work. And our belief is that better work leads to better lives and for financial stability, for them to be able to achieve their goals and to really have a wonderful life. You need to have good paying work in the industry of their choice. But we also want to support the employer. So it's not just the job seeker who needs support. It's also opening up the doors for employers, whether it's a small business or a large multinational company operating out of Canada, and to make sure that we are educating them on the importance of hiring people from all different backgrounds and overcoming unconscious bias and potentially any barriers to hiring an individual who would be from outside of Canada.
I'm Eloise. I'm the CEO and founder of Financial Resilience Institute. We're a not-for-profit and leading independent authority on financial health and resilience in Canada, based in Vancouver. I'm particularly focused on helping to shine a light, not just on newcomers writ large, but like the sub-segments of newcomers, from extremely vulnerable newcomers to financially resilient newcomers, that may have a whole host of different needs and challenges to help provide more targeted support, because one size absolutely doesn't fit all. We do a lot of intersectional analysis. So we look at, for example, you know, not just a newcomer, but a newcomer who's also struggling with her debt, who's also a single mom, who is also has a poor self-reported credit score. And when you layer on those different intersectional lenses, people's financial resilience and their stresses and challenges can be very, very different.
That was Eloise Duncan from the Financial Resilience Institute. We spent almost 3 hours in two conversations on the topic of newcomers and credit. And there is so, so much more to understand, so many actions we can take to improve the outcomes here. A huge thank you to those people and those organizations that joined us. Allison Howard, ABC Life Literacy. Moya McKinnon, Achieve, Sumit Sarkar, BMO, Rita Kumar, CIBC, Margaret Adukulne, City Lending Centers, Eloise Duncan, Financial Resilience Institute, Dave Luria, H&R Block Canada, Michelle Slater, Indeed.com, and Elizabeth Mulholland from Prosper Canada. Also from the blogging community and a frequent guest on this show, Enoch Omalulu from Savvy New Canadians.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.